When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Monte Carlo Masters is hotting up. We've had another big upset. This time, Novak Djokovic losing to Casper Ruud. Jannik Sinner went out yesterday. What a crazy few days of tennis. And we're now left with the final of Stefanos Tsitsipas versus Casper Ruud. And there's only one place to start. This episode, I will be focusing on, of course, Novak Djokovic not making the final, not winning the Monte Carlo Masters yet again, and this time losing to Casper Ruud, who beats a top three player for the first time in his life, defeating number one in the world, Novak Djokovic, 6-4, 1-6, 6-4 to reach the Monte Carlo final. I've got so much to say about this match. Probably the best place to start is credit to Casper Ruud. He showed a different level of resilience. I thought ability-wise, it wasn't very different to other Casper Ruud performances. Maybe he was able to produce some good shots at better moments in the match, which we've maybe not seen before. Historically, he always made the extra mistake over a Nadal or a Novak Djokovic when it comes to the break points or the critical moments. But this didn't happen this time, and he was a lot more resilient and compact, and Djokovic was the one making the errors. I thought that Djokovic really did look quite slow, similar to some of the other performances we've seen this year. He just didn't quite seem at that level, but still we saw an exceptional second set where he come back and won 6-1, and then most people are looking at the third and not really giving Casper Ruud a chance. And for a first time, he's been able to show that he is a different player and he can handle these big moments a lot better. He made a really good start to that third set, went 3-love up early on. And then Novak Djokovic managed to peg him back to 4-all. And it's another moment where you're thinking, he's done so well and now he's going to capitulate. I would say there was about three big moments in the match where it looked like Ruud was doing amazing things. Djokovic then came back, and not many people then from that moment was going to really expect Ruud to hold on. But that is exactly what he did. And we're in a situation now where we've had two massive upsets, and Vance puts out, when was the last time we had two upsets like this? Both semi-finals of an 1,000 event. Both Djokovic and Sinner were like 70-75% favourites coming in. It doesn't happen often. Usually we have either Alcaraz, Sinner, or Djokovic, or Medvedev, or a combination of two of them in a final. It's very rare for a big event like a Grand Slam or a Masters event that we're going to be having now a Casper Ruud Tsitsipas. They both deserve it. They're both excellent clay court players, and I think we're going to be in for a really close, interesting final. But it is a big shock, and I must admit I'm very surprised. Djokovic, he put out the tweet saying, never easy to take the L. Well done to Casper. Onwards for him. And if we speak about what this means in terms of significance for Novak Djokovic, I would say that everyone needs to have a little bit of perspective on what's just happened. This is the first clay court event of the year. Djokovic historically does not do very well at Monte Carlo and the first clay court event of the year. It was his first time he's reached the semi-final at Monte Carlo since 2015. So if you look at the period between 2015 and now, that sort of 10-year period as per se, he's been exceptional and won probably as many slams as he did before that period. So he's been doing extremely well and playing his best tennis, but yet he's always struggled at the first clay court event. So we can't read into this performance, I believe, too much, because historically he's always gone out pretty early. And I've got a tweet here which just shows it. You can see 2016, round two, Vesely. 2017, quarterfinal, Goffin. 2018, Dominic Thiem. 2019, Medvedev. 2021, round three, Evans. 2022, Davidovich Fokina, round three. Musetti last year, round three. And this year, semi-final, Ruud. But you can see it's his best performance in a long time. He's going to gain points now for being able to get to the semi-final. And all in all, I don't think it's too negative for Novak Djokovic. The one thing I would say is the result is not that important. The performance is the most important thing for Novak, because the priority will be Roland Garros. I did see maybe things I've not seen in the previous editions. The previous editions, it was more unforced errors, that off-balance Djokovic. He's not finding his first serves enough and not really dominating the points. This time, we did see him in spells able to dominate and do very well in the second set. For me, it just seemed like sometimes the longer the rallies, he was struggling. It was more of a physical movement thing than anything. And that's something which you can never, ever say about Novak Djokovic. I thought he was a little bit sluggish to get to the corners and not as amazing as what we're used to. And that is, for me, the key difference between this performance and all of the other performances. Whereas the others, it just seemed like he was very rusty and making errors. This was a case of not as fast, not as young. He's the oldest world number one, remember? And I think we saw some signs of the age in this performance. Do I think he's still a contender for Roland Garros? Yes. Do I think we're going to see him win some titles this year? Yes. Do I think this has been the worst start of his season? Yes. And he would say the same thing. It's very rare for Novak Djokovic to be getting into April and still not won an event. And if you just have a look to see how he's got on this year, you can see he's not played many events. The first event of the year, ATP Cup, lost to Dimonor. Then went to the Australian Open, lost to Yannick Sinner very comfortably. Then went to play in America at Indian Wells, lost to Luca Nardi. Now gone on the clay. It's only really three events this year: Australian Open, Indian Wells, Monte Carlo, and he's lost each one of them. Luca Nardi being a big shock. Casper Ruud, probably the second biggest, and Yannick Sinner, not really much of a shock these days, considering how well he's been playing. Moving on to what Casper Ruud had to say about the victory. Of course, it's his biggest victory of his career. And he said that watching Novak Djokovic lose to Luka Nardi at Indian Wells really did help him. It showed he's human. Sometimes he doesn't seem to like it, but he's like everybody else. The question was, did you see some differences in his game, how you felt on court in front of him? He said, yeah, a little bit. Obviously, Novak's Novak. He's human. Sometimes he doesn't like it, but he's like everyone else. I think what really motivated me and helped me a bit today was maybe that I thought about, you know, he lost a match at Indian Wells to Luka Nardi. He showed that he's as a vulnerable side sometimes. Not many times in a year, but a few days here and there, he's possible to beat. And it's just about finding Djokovic on one of them days. Them days are going to be coming more regular. The older he gets, the better the younger players become and more acclimatized to playing at the top level. We're going to see more of these days. They're going to be more frequent than in the past. And it's just about the opponent rising to the challenge mentally and physically to be able to produce good tennis. He said, luckily for me, I was able to think about those thoughts in the end of the third set and take advantage of it, believing more in myself that I could beat him now than before, because he didn't have that perfect record so far this season. And that is kind of how tennis works. find balance. If you see that someone has done really well in the beginning of the year, it's tough to play them because you're expecting, wow, this guy's almost impossible to beat. But if you see that many or other players have beaten him before, you believe a bit in yourself also. And this now is going to be something which other players are going to use in the upcoming events. With, I'm sure Djokovic will play maybe another clay event or two before Roland Garros. We've still got some time until then. And going into them events, maybe a Madrid or a Rome, there's going to be players looking at him thinking, Casper Ruud's just done it. He's always struggled against Djokovic. Maybe I can do it. Lou Cunardi's just done it. And this is only going to feed a lot more players on tour with some confidence that he can be beaten, which is not good news for Djokovic. But let's not take anything away from what Casper Ruud still had to do. It's not easy. Even if Djokovic is not having his best days, it's a tough, tough thing to do. And Ruud did say, it's fantastic beating him. He's one of the best players of all time. I managed to beat him. It's something I'll remember for the rest of my life. And I can tell my kids and my grandchildren. And when you beat one of the big three, it is like a title sometimes in itself. You're able then to say, I've defeated Novak Djokovic in a tennis match. And there's not many people who can say they've done that in a career. Right, finally, let's move on to the final. And this is my preview of that. Casper Ruud versus Tsitsipas. The big name slayers. Ruud defeats Djokovic. Tsitsipas defeats Sinner. And this is the final we've now got. And I don't think you're going to be disappointed, because as much as we've not got them two big names, we have two clay court specialists. Djokovic isn't a clay court specialist, neither's Jannik Sinner. These two are. This is their best surface for both of them. And I'm hoping to see a really, really good competitive match. Tsitsipas leads the head-to-head 3-2. Casper Ruud defeated him the last time they played. And I think this is a head-to-head you can read into, because these two players are probably not too far away from how they last played when they played each other on the clay courts last. And based on that, I think we're going to see a very close match which goes all the way to three sets. But I'm going to be going with Stefanos Tsitsipas to win the Monte Carlo Masters for a third time. He seems to know how to win this event better than anyone. The only thing which could really help Ruud is, after beating Novak Djokovic, potentially the confidence he now has and the fact that he's going to go into this with such a big, powerful mentality that I've just been able to beat Novak Djokovic, he's not going to be fearful. I think there's going to be times where he feels he's already won this event in the fact that what he's been able to achieve. So he's going to be playing with this level of freedom, which may really, really help him in this match. That can also be a blessing or a curse, and maybe that could be his downfall as well. Let me know in the comment section what you think. But my prediction is Stefanos Tsitsipas wins in three sets, and the third set score will be 6-3. There we go. That's enough from me. Let me know what you guys think about the Monte Carlo Masters final. Who do you have winning? And of course, what do you make of Novak Djokovic losing at the semi-final round? Is this a big movement for Djokovic this season? Is he going to struggle all year? Is he going to be able to win a title? I think he'll be okay. I wouldn't read too much into it, but I definitely saw a different level of performance this year to some of the previous ones, and I'm worried he's getting older and older as the days come by. But anyway, if you haven't already, hit the like button, subscribe if you're new, and I'll see you soon.
Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.